At Apple, we understand that business as usual isn't anymore. That's why we make the most advanced personal computers in the world. And why soon, there'll be just two kinds of people.
Hi.
Those who use computers.
Yeah, I'll be home for breakfast.
And those who use apples.
Hello, and welcome to Locassi Best 30 Plus Minute Apple Conversation. You're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Arif and Elijah. Join me today. His bandmates call him Mr. Magic, because when he gets his hands on your strings, he plays all the right notes. Lewis Wallace is here.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll take that. Mr. Magic, all right.
At least that's what the police report said. Also with us, he's like royalty. No, like the king of Poo City, USA. Leander Caney is here.
Poo City?
Whoops, there he goes. He slipped on a poo. He's sliding across the road at 140 miles an hour.
It was a bronze crown, but no, it's not. See, it's just crusted.
Where were you when I was writing this? That would have been perfect. He wears the bronze crown. The brown crown of, he's the brown crown of Poo City, USA. Man, I was just reading a news story today about the poo problem there and how it just keeps getting worse. Just when you think there couldn't possibly be any more poo, you slip on a giant turd that you didn't know was there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess the question is there any place in San Francisco not covered in poo at this point? Are the buildings okay? You know, how's your personal residence doing? Are there any turds outside
I was going to say my house, but then I remembered, no, the dog has pooed everywhere. So,
dog. It's incredible after how a long night of drinking, Leander ends up having his dog go outside and poop right in front of his house. It's a major coincidence how that happens. And yeah, there's a leaf sitting there that looks like someone wiped with. It's amazing. Okay, we're
let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. Okay, well, this is our eyebrow celebration and also our iPhone 11 Pro celebration episode. I'm more on the cusp. I can't wait it. I can't wait for it tomorrow at about this time. Here's what my neighbors are going to hear about this time tomorrow. Ooh, baby, because I'm going to have my iPhone 11 Pro. Actually, we'll see if I'm going to have it, because I actually had to change my shipping address after the fact. Yeah, which isn't a straightforward process, shockingly. And I called Apple after I placed my order. I realized I need to update the address, but they locked my order so fast there was no way to do it unless I wanted to cancel my order, which I didn't want to do. And so they told me they would change it on their side, but it never happened. I called them today and I'm like, you're still delivering it to the other address. I'm not going to be there. So they're going to help me get it delivered to the right place. But they said it could take like 20 to 48 hours to get it rerouted. Geez. And I was like, that's the whole weekend gone. I was planning on getting some sweet B-roll of that beauty. But anyway, so we're going to talk about people's reactions to the iPhones, some of the best features. There's one feature that's buried inside the iPhone 11 Pro. You guys are not going to believe it. I was shocked when I saw this. Yes, I'm teasing you just a little bit, but I think it's going to be worth it, because I couldn't believe that this was buried in there, and Apple seems to have not said anything about it. So we'll touch upon that. We're also going to talk about the Apple Watch Series 5, since that is out as well. Before we dive into the show, two quick things to note. One, I want to do a little disclaimer and just say, if I seem like I'm a little bit out of it, maybe words aren't coming to me. I was just telling the fellas before we started, I was in a car accident on Monday. My car is totaled, and I'm having a hard time coming up with my words. Our airbags deployed. You know, so I think I got, it's funny, actually, I don't know if I hit my head, but like the tip of my nose is sore, just
Jeez.
The tip, you know,
what the?
So I think that maybe the airbag deployed perfectly and it just injured the very tip of my
really?
Nose.
Really? It just glanced the tip of your nose and
I think so.
Rubbed it and made it sore?
I think so, because just the tip is sore. But I had this huge gash on my arm, and I was thinking, This is actually similar to a situation. I used to live with this Italian guy named Luca Castelli. And he came to the U.S. from Italy to go to school here. He was really big into martial arts, and he learned all of his English from watching Steven Seagal movies. That's a true story. I used to come home, and he would be doing the splits that Jean-Claude Van Damme would do across two chairs, watching Steven Seagal movies and practicing his English with the subtitles on, practicing his English and doing like the punches and stuff, you know, during the fight scenes in the movie. Anyway, we would go out from time to time, and when we would go out for drinks, usually after, I would say, drink three or drink four, Luca Castelli would forget how to speak English. So he'd start talking to you in Italian, and he would struggle to get his English language out. And now I know what it feels like to be Luca Castelli, because after the accident, actually the first day after I was fine, but like today, yesterday, I just started noticing that I had a hard time articulating thoughts for some reason, and I was trying to figure out why. I thought maybe I was just tired, and I was like, okay, this is the accident. I probably hit my head on like the seat or something. And I don't know if you guys have ever been in an accident before that was major enough where you actually like hit your head on something. Unfortunately, I've had this happen several times, which probably explains a lot. And it just, you know, when you hit your head, you can have days where actually you don't remember anything. I remember one time I parked my car, and then I went somewhere, and when I came out of the place where I was, I had no idea at all where my car was. Like not even a clue of what direction it could have been in. So I had to walk around for, I don't know, an hour from block to block to block.
After the accident?
This was after an accident that I had like 10 years ago because I had a concussion.
Yeah.
And you have memory loss sometimes when you hit your head. And it's so weird when you walk outside of like a grocery store or a restaurant and you have no idea where your car might be. You just have no clue at all. And episode
of Seinfeld.
I'm like
that every single time I park the car. But,
Oh, so maybe you do know.
Yeah.
That's a daily occurrence.
No need for a knock on the head for me to forget where the car is.
Anyway, just a little disclaimer in case you're like, what did he smoke before the episode? I'm feeling a little bit off, so that's why. Okay, so I want to give a quick thanks to Squarespace for supporting this episode. One thing I do know, I don't need anyone to jog my memory, is how great Squarespace is. I have two Squarespace sites, and it's a good thing they make them easy to build, easy to operate, because I need all the help I can get these days. Once you get in there, everything is just drag and drop, and they have a really beautiful interface. It's very Apple-esque. You can drag and drop in all your elements, customize colors, fonts, pictures, image galleries, add your social media. You can build a regular website with information. You can start a blog. You can do a really impactful one-page website. You can sell products and services of all kinds. All this stuff is all built into the Squarespace service. And it just couldn't be easier to use and maintain. You can bring in other people to help you maintain your website so you don't have to do it all yourself, which is something that's really valuable. You'll never be waiting for a developer to update your site for you. Tons of features built in. They're constantly improving the service. You can check it out at squarespace.com/cultcast. Squarespace.com/cultcast. Build a website. You don't even have to give them a credit card number to get signed up. Just your name and email address. Poof, you're in. Build a site. And if you like what you have at the end of the trial, use code CULTCAST at checkout. You'll save 10% off your first purchase. That's code CULTCAST at checkout at squarespace.com/CULTCAST. Let's talk about iPhone.
Hold on. What happened with the accident?
He forgot to tell us.
Oh, okay. Oh my there heavens.
Okay. The abridged version. I was driving, and I had just dropped off my daughter at preschool. And actually, it was like one of her first days of preschool, right? So it was like this joyous event. I took a bunch of video. And we leave her preschool, and I make it about, I don't know, a half block. And we pull up to an unmonitored intersection, right? So there's no stop signs, no traffic lights. I guess they don't have these everywhere. Somebody was telling me that they don't have these in their state. My friend in another state is like, you guys have unmonitored intersections? And I was like, yeah, no stop sign, no nothing. Which seems like a bad idea, doesn't it? Because
sounds like it. I guess we're going to find out how bad an idea it is. Yeah.
Right. So I slow down at the intersection.
Oh, I thought you just barreled straight through it.
No, I didn't. But the other person did. Yeah. Normally, I just punch it, but you know, I had my other kids in the car, so I was like, I gotta take it easy. So that's a joke, by the way, in case any lawyers are listening.
In case the other guy's lawyers are listening, right?
Here's what actually happened. I slowed way down, almost to a stop, looked both ways, and then I waited several seconds before proceeding. So that's actually what happened. I slowed down, I looked both ways, and I was barely moving at all, you know, because I just pressed the brake, and I had just let off the brake, cruising into the intersection, and boom, left-hand side, somebody hits us, front left side of the car. Airbags deploy, which I've never had happen, which is terrifying. If you didn't know, those airbags are filled with some kind of what seems to be a noxious chemical, and they smoke once they deflate. So you think your car is on fire.
It's gunpowder. They have gunpowder. That's how they deploy, with gunpowder, yeah.
Oh, that's sure. That's great for your lungs.
Well. better that than, you know, a steering wheel or some of the windscreen. Or
that's true. I would have much rather had the airbag, you know, against my tip of my nose than the steering wheel. Let's talk about iPhone 11 Pro. Do you guys both have your phones arriving tomorrow? I'm guessing.
Fingers crossed.
What do you mean fingers crossed? You don't know?
Well, I mean, that's what it says.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to get it tomorrow then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pick mine up at the store.
Why not just have it delivered to your house? You worried about?
I don't know what time the guy's gonna show up, and you know he could be like I've done that before, and I've waited here till like 6, and you know he shows up late in the day. He's actually pretty reliable, and it's not as bad as it used to be in previous years when there was a lot of deliveries. But I don't know, it just seemed easy to go pick it up.
Yeah, and in your neighborhood, I wouldn't want to have it just left in front of my door.
No, that doesn't.
It'll be gone within 30 minutes.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about one of the nice features that made it into the iPhone 11 Pro. There was just a teardown done by iFixit, of course. And we knew that the battery for the iPhone was bigger, but they did a teardown, and it turns out, at least on the iPhone 11 Pro Max, that it's significantly bigger. So the iPhone 11 Pro Max's battery is 3969 milliamps. I think the iPhone 11 or the iPhone XS Max was 3174 milliamps. So I don't know, what is that, like 25% bigger, 20% bigger? So that's a massive increase in battery size. Then, of course, might be why the iPhone 11 Pro Max clocks in at 5 extra hours of battery life. And the iPhone 11 Pro also has more battery life at 4 extra hours, which I think it's a combination of extra battery and extra efficiency in all the different technologies. But here's something interesting. It seems like maybe Apple removed 3D Touch to make the battery bigger, which if that's true, now that's just my guess. I don't know if that's actually why they removed it, but people weren't really as enthusiastic about 3D Touch as maybe Apple had hoped, and haptic touch kind of works just as well as 3D Touch. Now, it doesn't work quite as well, but it works well enough. It's like 90% the same. So if you can get rid of that extra layer of technology and actually increase the battery, this would be one of the first times that I can think of that Apple has actually made the phone or made their technology thicker, which they did. The iPhone 11 Pro Max is the thickest, tallest, widest, heaviest phone that Apple's ever made. In fact, it weighs in at 8 ounces, a full half pound. If you have it in your pocket, it's going to pull your pants straight to the ground. In fact, I made a YouTube video about exactly this on my channel. And if you want to see me in my underpants, you can actually go check it out.
Who doesn't?
I think I look real good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was wearing briefs that day, too, which I think people got a kick out of. And they're like, I can't believe you wore briefs on YouTube. I'm like, look, YouTube would never allow me to show you what I actually wear on an everyday basis. They would have pulled that video.
Cleaned
right
it
down.
Up. Oh, yeah.
Lord. They would have made me blur it out. So this might be the first time that Apple has actually made a device thicker to give us better battery life, which is something that we've talked about a ton, especially on like the MacBook Pro or something. And I never thought they would actually do it, but it looks like in this case, they actually did, which is great, because wouldn't you rather have a device that's just slightly thicker, Lewis, if it gave you better battery life?
Well, it sounds awesome. Battery life sounds fantastic.
Right.
One clarification here. That wasn't an iFixit teardown. It's some Vietnamese YouTube channel, D channel. Oh.
Well, there you go.
Just so you know. Thank I didn't want anybody thinking that you're a time traveler. The iFixit one isn't out yet.
Oh, it's not. So a Vietnamese company beat iFixit. Wow, Kyle Weens is not going to be happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they got it, but...
Yeah, so now anyway. I kind of wonder if... Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's all right, a lie. So, anyway, no, I'm very excited about the battery life, man. This is like the feature everybody's been begging for, right? Longer battery life. We finally get it.
Right.
I can't wait to see it in
only
daily
11
use.
Years later.
Well, better late than never. But I kind of feel like that is the marquee feature of this camera or of this iPhone, besides the camera stuff.
Of this is, camera. Yeah, there you go.
All of the minor improvements that work together to give you a much better phone, which we could talk about later. But the reason I had a little Freudian slip there is because the big marquee feature, of course, is the camera. And the camera stuff, like last year, I feel like they didn't do a good enough job highlighting how much more powerful this year's camera upgrades are to last year. And they did the same thing last year. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't feel like it was effectively communicated. It just seemed to be part of the overall package of what you're getting. But the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11, actually, for that matter, the camera upgrades are substantial. And I don't even know if we'll have time to go into all of the stuff that Apple built in. But I pulled out some really interesting tidbits, especially about the smart HDR feature, which is kind of the magic behind the camera and what it's actually doing. It's wild technology. It's exciting technology. And it just makes me think, again, if Apple built a DSLR level camera, it would destroy all the other cameras that are out there because no one else is doing this. All the other camera manufacturers are relying on the hardware itself and the dynamic range the sensors are able to create to build you a beautiful image. And then they use software inside the camera too. But no one's doing what Apple's doing. And if Apple built a camera and built this technology in to, with a much larger sensor, game changer, game changer. But I gotten ahead of myself here. So let's back up and let me say this. There's no question that the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max are two of the best phones that Apple has ever built. Arguably the best handsets in the world right now. The Verge was talking about the cameras. They called the camera in the new iPhones the best camera in a smartphone. They went on to say the iPhone 11 Pro cameras are an enormous improvement over the XS, and they beat the Pixel and Samsung's Galaxy Note Plus in most of our side-by-side comparisons. In fact, I think this is Nilay Patel speaking. I think the iPhone 11 Pro is the best smartphone camera on the market right now. I saw some examples of what the camera can do, and I think that he's right. We can talk about that in a little bit. Tom's Guide loved the screen. They said iPhone 11 Pro's Max 6.5-inch Super Retina XDR, which, by the way, stands for Extended Dynamic Range, XDR. XDR display vastly outshined the Galaxy Note 10 Plus. And now you want to know about speed. Well, hold on to your butts. Wired had this to say. The phones, they're fast. Downloading apps is fast. Switching between apps is fast. Processing and editing photos is fast. Apple Pay is faster on this phone. Face ID is actually much slower. Just kidding. That's also faster.
About Face ID
supports Face ID supports more angles. Yeah, I just want to see if you guys were still paying attention. iJustine did a video looking at the night mode of the iPhone 11 Pro, I think. And the night mode on the 11 Pro and the 11 are pretty much exactly the same. And she was doing some comparisons side by side with the Pixel 3a. It was night and day, in my opinion. Now the Pixel 3a also has a decent night mode built in, but like so many manufacturers, they bolt on a feature and they promote it, but when you see it next to what Apple does, technically, the phone can do what they're saying it can do. It has night mode built in. The Pixel is, that is. But it doesn't look nearly as good as the iPhone does. So the iPhone pictures, first of all, the iPhone now can see in practical darkness. She was taking photos on the beach, and I can link to this video if you want to check it out. She was taking photos on the beach in almost complete blackout conditions where I don't even think your eyes could see what was happening. And the iPhone could pull details out of these images that you couldn't even see. So it was assembling these images in such a way where all of a sudden you'd be presented with a final product, and it looked like it was not night. It was incredible. And she was showing the pictures side by side with the Pixel 3a, and the Pixel, well, the iPhone images looked well exposed. They had really beautiful color temperature. And then the Pixel 3a looked like somebody had just puked on the picture. It was like green.
Come on.
I'm dead serious. It was green, putrid, sickly looking. It looked like someone took the phone on a ship and it was seasick. All the pictures looked like that. Some of them were blurry. It couldn't even focus in some situations. The iPhone blew that phone away. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. And I'm pulling up my notes here because I want to make sure I get this right. I did some investigative work on the smart HDR feature. In fact, I'm putting together a video, so I was doing a ton of research because I don't know what to call the video yet, but I'm doing a video on the high caliber cameras that Apple has put into the newest iPhones, because I think that Apple understated it on stage. Apple's smart HDR technology. First of all, I've said this before. I don't think anyone is doing HDR as well as Apple. Their HDR is unlike anybody else's. And even on the current phones, well, I guess the previous phones, the iPhone XR, the iPhone XS, even those were incredibly impressive. I've never seen HDR done in photos and in videos as well as those phones do. And let me tell you how it works. From the moment you open the camera app, the phone starts buffering photos. So it's immediately taking pictures, right? And then when you go to snap a pic, it uses 4 underexposed frames, and then it grabs 1 properly exposed frame, and then it grabs 1 that's overexposed. And then this process that Apple calls semantic rendering kicks on. This is basically where the AI starts looking through your images and figuring out how to assemble them in the best way. It's where the magic happens. And it's based on machine learning, so this algorithm goes through your images and it starts looking for things that it recognizes. It's like Skynet. You know, it's learning, it's growing. It's figuring out where you're going to be next so it can come kill you.
Ooh.
Well, not that last part. So it starts recognizing things in your photos like sky, faces, hair, clothing, etc.
Appetizers.
And then it takes... What's that?
Appetizers.
Appetizers. If it finds an appetizer in your photo, you're going to have the best looking appetizer on Instagram. That's a feature that Bob Mansfield specifically requested be put in there. Then it takes multiple... It takes those multiple buffered photos and it combines all of their best parts together based on what the AI identifies in the photo. So it will look at the hair and it will sharpen it. It will look at details on your face. It will brighten your face, sharpen your facial hair. It will brighten shadows. It will denoise the sky and make sure that it's not too bright, but that all of the details preserved. And it goes through and it figures out what parts of the image to adjust and how to adjust them based upon all the information that it has on all that, on that huge series of images that it took. And then it combines all of that stuff into one photo that looks beautiful, that has the sky properly exposed with all the details, the shadow properly exposed, that's not too dark. And that's the magic of the way Apple does it. Normal HDR just takes a bunch of images and slaps them all together and says, here you go. Here, we brightened the shadows and we brought down the highlights for you. You know, enjoy this fake-looking image, which is why HDR always looks like crap. But Apple does it in an artful way. And this next generation of HDR technology, people are already commenting how much better it looks than the last generation, which is why I'm so excited about this generation of camera. I'm just scratching the surface here. I have like a whole page full of research that I've done here that's going to make it into this video that I'm making. I mean, we could talk about the extended dynamic range. We could talk about the cinematic video stabilization that Apple has added, which is, well, see, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I've already given you too much. But all that to say, we're in for a wallop of an iPhone camera upgrade. And I think just these camera improvements alone, if you're really into the camera like I am, I take lots of photos and lots of videos. So for me, I think it's worth it to pay for those features, because in 10 years, if I have beautiful 4K images of my model-esque kids, because they're all so gorgeous, that's going to be worth it to me. I'm not going to care about the money that I spent. I'm not going to remember how much the phone cost. I'm just going to have those beautiful memories preserved for me. So that's worth it. I got myself on a little tangent there, and I thought maybe I had some more, but so I'm vastly excited.
You think there'll be any
this new iPhone upgrade?
Think there'll be any weird gait as a result of this? You know, like it'll turn like freckled people into looking like panthers or something. Not panthers. What's the word? Leopards. Cool, that's though. The word.
Tigers, lions.
I don't even know what we call that gait.
Leopards. Leopard gate.
Yeah. Well, he said it turns freckled people into panthers.
That would be also quite weird.
That would be quite a gate, wouldn't it? That would be the best.
The best gate of all time. No gate would top that gate.
That's a really good question, because I was thinking exactly the same thing today. Like, I wonder what the gate is going to be, because there's always one. There's always a gate, isn't there?
Usually something. And this, I mean, they've already had some little run-ins with this type of thing before, right? When the selfie camera was making things a little too soft or something.
Yeah, the skin tones.
And they had
right.
to, like,
too much
back
smoothing.
It off because they were making it, they were sweetening a little much.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, this all, it's totally bizarre, and the stuff that they were showing off looked great, but I wonder, you know, what weird anomaly is it going to, you know, seize on and produce some strange result, you know? who knows? And maybe it's totally fine, but it'd be curious.
Did you see that guy, the Austin Mann? He's a pro photographer, and Apple gives him a camera every year, and he usually takes a trip, to test out the cameras, and this year he went to China, and I think we wrote about it yesterday, didn't we?
I think it was. Well, by the time this airs, I think it'll be yesterday, because I think it was today.
Okay, you're right. Okay, perfect then. Perfect.
Time traveling here with the Cultcast.
The pictures are astonishing. They're absolutely unbelievable. They are phenomenal. Because this guy knows what he's doing, right? So.
Well, that makes a difference.
He's using Halide, which is, and he's using a lot of manual settings.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, the pictures he took are really, you know, just jaw-dropping. Really, really beautiful.
I'm going to have to try that. I've never really been that interested in having manual control over the aperture, the shutter, and all that on the iPhone. It's funny because on my DSLR, well, on my mirrorless camera, I control that stuff always. I never let the camera control it. But the iPhone generally does such a good job that I never even think about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the beauty of it, though, isn't it? I mean, that's what all this, you know, this mad photo science is all about, is having the machine make the decisions for you, so you don't have to do that, and you can get these kind of, you know, results that are as, you know, possibly as good as Austin Mann's, you know, when he's doing it manually because he knows what he's doing. You know, the iPhone can get it for you. But the images are amazing. You remember the first iPhone? I mean, the camera was kind of like really sort of like a, it was, you know, I won't say a bolt-on, but it was like, you know, it wasn't one of the prime features of the phone at all. And these days, you know, like, I think this is the most important feature, isn't it? The camera. I mean, it's become a camera with a sort of a phone attached. Like, who makes phone calls anymore? No one. But we take a billion photo pictures. You know, it's the most important part of the of it. And look at all the apps and all the interactions and all the kind of, you know, everything, all, the way that people communicate. I mean, look at Snap, you know? My daughter, when she's... my son broke his leg yesterday. Oh my god! He fell off his skateboard again.
Your other son?
No, the same one. He
broke his leg again.
Well, he broke his arm. He's just.
Oh my gosh!
He just got the cast off for that, and now he's gone and broken his leg. He snapped his ankle. It's really ugly.
Geez. Oh my gosh!
So I had to go to the hospital yesterday. But anyway, my daughter's there. You know, she's putting up on Snap and on Instagram stories. You know, the way she communicates it is all visual. Is what I was, you know, the point was I was trying to make was that.
Was she communicating
it's all
to
photos
you?
And videos. Well, she was streaming the whole thing to the rest of the family.
Because it made it sound like she was just trying to build her social media following, built on her brother's unfortunate event. She's like, look what happened to my brother.
I don't know.
Hey, smile, bro.
Hit the like button. Yeah, well, he was all high as a kite on, they gave him a bunch of fentanyl, so he was, he was all like, he was actually having a good time
Jeez.
until it wore off.
That's the powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that kid. Anyway, so now we've actually taken away his skateboard.
Yeah, good idea. Before he breaks anything else.
I know. You know? Thank God he didn't hit his head.
Right, yeah. My brother fell off a skateboard and he broke his arm and he's had to have like multiple surgeries on it. Ugh. I feel like if you don't start skateboarding when you're 8, you probably should just never try. It's incredibly dangerous. Yeah. I feel like if you don't have a low center of gravity, because if you fall off and you're young, it doesn't matter, right? But like if you get past 12 and you've never skateboarded, you should just not ever try.
Yeah.
That's just the safe way to go.
Yeah, right. That's how I feel about it. Very, very true.
Yeah, definitely don't get up on his board. Watch what your old pa can do. Woo! Ah! Leander's gonna be in a wheelchair. okay, so, well, I need to mention this one other iPhone thing, okay? And then we can move on to this this little delicious tidbit that Apple built in, that at least it seems like they did, that they didn't talk about. The one other thing is the multi-lens system. You just kind of take it for granted that Apple did this, right? But there are three distinct cameras on the iPhone Pro, and they all have their individual focusing abilities. They have their individual shutters, apertures, color temperatures, tone mapping. And by tone mapping, every camera sees colors in a different way. So this is actually a whole industry in Hollywood. When they have different cameras shooting the same scene, they have to give those scenes to someone called a colorist who gets paid like $100 an hour to match all the different colors in all the different scenes so all the different angles look like they came from the same camera. Well, Apple doesn't have a colorist, but they had to build it into the phone. So these lenses, these cameras are passing off all of this complicated information to them, to each other, so that the handoff happens seamlessly. So they showed that little zoom wheel on the phone, and you're zooming in and out of the full range of all the different lenses. But those lenses are each individual cameras. And yet they maintain their color information, their color temperature, their focus information, their apertures, and all that stuff throughout the entire zoom range. It's an impressive feat of engineering, and I think it's worthy of being appreciated. Just the fact that you can treat all those cameras as one individual unit, even though they're actually not. They're three distinct things, and Apple has built them in such a way that you can't even tell that the handoff is happening, and the picture from one camera to the next looks the same. That's pretty cool, and hasn't always been something that has been available on past iPhones. Sometimes when you switch lenses, you can actually tell one lens looks good and the other looks like absolute shite, but that's not the truth on these lenses anymore. So anyway, I'll stop gushing.
I can't because wait to see what it actually works like.
Yeah, well, from the examples I've seen so far, it seems to work pretty well. And I want to talk about audio zoom, but I'm going to save that for a future episode because that's actually something else that Apple built in that's pretty cool. Leander, we got a piece of news that one of the biggest missing features of the phone may have actually made the cut secretly.
Yeah, indeed. So the iPhone 11 supposedly is capable of two-way wireless charging. And this is one feature we expected we didn't get from the iPhone 11 lineup. But Apple, you know, might be able to surprise us with it later. Two-way or bilateral wireless charging would allow you to charge certain devices, including other smartphones, by placing them on the back of your iPhone. And this comes from tipster Sony Dixon, who cites reliable sources that the iPhone 11, the 11 Pro, and the 11 Pro Max do feature the hardware required for two-way wireless charging. It's just that Apple hasn't enabled it yet. So, quote, reliable sources are saying iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro do include the hardware for bilateral charging, but that is software disabled, uncertain whether this was removed prior to final production run, end quote. And Sonny Dixon, I don't know if you know, he was he's a guy out of Australia, and he had like a great run as like a leaker, didn't he, for a couple of years. He hasn't been active for like the last year or so.
I was just going to say that. Where has he been?
I don't know. You know, I think he, I don't know. I don't know what he's up to.
His source got caught and put in a Chinese gulag. That's what happened. He's being whipped as we speak.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened. Yeah. Yeah, he had to. He got a bullet, and then his family had to pay for it.
Jeez.
Yes, but he hadn't been. He hasn't been active.
His family had to pay for it.
A couple of years ago, he was going gangbusters, wasn't he? And he was the top tipster.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, he may still have some, some sources. You know, he says these are reliable sources. And he does have a track record, even though he doesn't have a recent track record, but he does have a track record. But it's not clear when or why the wireless charging has been deactivated. Talking about reliable people, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, he recently suggested that, quote, the efficiency may not meet Apple's requirements, end of quote. It's kind of bizarre that, you know, they wouldn't at least have mentioned this or announced a release date. But maybe this is kind of like, you know, they got a bit shy with air power. I saw that on Twitter there was some people asking, like, has Apple ever done this before? Have they ever shipped a hardware feature that has been disabled by software? And there were actually, you know, a handful of examples. One of them, I think, was Wi-Fi, wasn't it, or a certain brand of Wi-Fi an older model of the iPod Touch. That ring a bell?
No.
Anyway, yeah.
No bells have been rung.
And there's never been, as far as I know, like, not a major feature like this, you know, like a major marquee feature, you know, that's been software disabled. It'll be interesting if they do
Apple doesn't have confidence that they'll be able to release it, right? I mean, if they didn't even mention it on stage, they must not be confident that they can actually even make it work. Because if they can make it work and they knew it, they would have said something. I mean, they announced Deep Fusion coming this fall. And here, if we had a piece of hardware that was in there that's not enabled, that is very strange to me. It makes me think that this is probably not true, that it doesn't have this hardware inside.
Well, we'll know as soon as iFixit cuts it open, right?
Yes, right.
Oh, good point. Maybe they can tell.
I believe they have done this before. I believe they have put hardware in there that hasn't been enabled.
The ECG on the Apple Watch, it wasn't working when it shipped.
Good
point.
Yeah,
but they at least told you about it.
Well, right, but I'm just saying. They had limitations on NFC that they loosened, didn't they?
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's various things like that they do for various reasons, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see. Probably tomorrow, right? When iFixit gets their hands.
That'd be pretty cool.
I would think so. I can't.
Or in fact, it's gonna be later today.
So.
That'd be pretty cool if they just in 3 months said, "Oh, by the way, here now you can do bilateral charging." That'd be a pretty nice little surprise from TC.
Yeah, right.
It seems. I was really surprised when they didn't mention this, since, you know, competitors have it. It does seem like a kind of a handy little feature, especially if the battery is. If you got 4 extra hours of battery life, geez, maybe you want to put your AirPods on there and charge them up for 10 minutes. Seems like
you know, that's a darn good point. If they went through all the trouble of making the battery bigger, just maybe there is a reason besides just better battery life that they packed that big old juicy battery on in there.
Yeah.
Come on. What would Ming-Chi Kuo mean by efficiency? Like, the efficiency may not meet Apple's requirements. Like, would it
got
be?
Hot and exploded and sent Gorilla Glass into your groin.
Well, that's, yeah, right. And then, you know, trying to put it back together again takes hours. That's not efficiency. That's like reliability and danger, right? So
yeah. Well, I mean, so maybe it just for the amount of power that was lost through heat or something, it wasn't charging the device that you were trying to charge very efficiently.
That's what I'm guessing. I mean, they already are not very efficient, right? I mean, even that's the big knock on it is it's not very efficient. So, you know, maybe you burn 4 hours of battery life to gain an hour of battery life in another phone. You know, maybe it's just such a drain that it's not possible.
Yeah, maybe you put your AirPods on the back of the phone, and then, you know, 20 minutes later, the phone's completely dead. And
the AirPods are half charged.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Not even that.
And also melted to your phone.
Jeez.
And like a little white plastic pool.
Right. But you've got one of those little pop-up things now on the back of your phone, right? So you can hold on to it. It's actually kind of useful.
And the newly softened, half-melted AirPods will fit your ears more perfectly.
Even better. It's like a custom fit. Set. Yeah. Exactly. As long as they're not too hot. You got to make sure they're at least cooled off enough before you jam them in your ears. Okay, look, Lewis, we got to do this Apple Watch story because Leander's got to go party with his lady. They're going out to have a... Where are you guys going, Leander?
Big party, to the big emergency room, probably. You know, one of the other kids.
Oh wait, did he just did this today?
Yesterday. I spent half of yesterday at the emergency room over in Berkeley.
Oh man, I'm sorry. That poor kid. That sucks. Yeah, no kidding.
He's going to get surgery tomorrow. Actually, so yeah, I might not be around tomorrow afternoon.
Oh my, he's got to get surgery again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang, he's going to have some seriously cool scars.
Oh my God, he's going to be like, he's like Evel Knievel already. He's already broken half of his bloody bones.
Good grief.
Okay, Lewis, let's do this Apple Watch story so Leander can go take care of his poor, poor son.
Yeah, okay, so this is another kind of a surprise and something we didn't really hear, but the insides of the Apple Watch Series 5 might not be all that different from last year's Series 4. other than the new always-on display, which every that's the marquee feature, the only real big changes on the inside of the Apple Watch Series 5 are this new compass and increased storage. And here's the big kicker. The latest build of Xcode, which is a software development tool for iOS and other things, it reveals that those are the only basic changes and that the Series 5 uses the same CPU and GPU as what's in Series 4. Exact same one.
Shocking.
Yeah, so that might explain why they stopped selling the Series 4 introduced the Series 5. I don't know how that makes me feel about this. I'm still not rushing out to buy a Series 5. I still slightly wish I had the always on.
Basically.
Huh? Well, right. It's like one more thing, you know. If I saw it and it's always on display is great, but look at how much faster it is and look, you know, if it was brighter and everything, you know. Well, not that brightness has anything to do with the GPU, but anyway, my point is it's more like the Series 4 than Apple let on, supposedly.
Here, let's make a bet. Irfan, I'll bet you $20 that Lewis has a Series 5 within 2 weeks.
I'm not going to bet you $20. Of course he will.
You don't want to take that bet? All right, listeners, if anyone's listening out here and wants to take that bet, I'll take that bet.
No, of course he's going to have Series 5. Yeah, I'm basically just going to be giving you $20 if I make that bet.
I'm just not going to
have it by tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow afternoon he'll be in here with a Series 5 watch.
I'll tell you what, I was going to buy a Series 5 watch because the always-on display I thought was going to be worth it. And then I ran into something on TikTok that cost almost the exact same price, and I decided to buy that in an impulse buy instead. So now I won't be buying a Series 5 watch.
Your Series 5 budget you blew on TikTok? What'd you get?
I was watching this video on TikTok, and all of a sudden there was this replica floating... I can't believe I'm telling this story. There was a replica, like an absolutely lifelike, perfect replica of the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Oh, my God.
And you put it on a base, and it floated, Lewis. It's a floating DeLorean, lifelike DeLorean with all the lights.
When you said lifelike, I thought you said life size for a minute. I thought you said you bought a life size.
No. It's a 1/20th scale, lifelike replica of DeLorean from Back to the Future 2, the flying hovering DeLorean.
And it cost $400 plus.
It was a little less than keep your voice down, my woman's gonna hear you. It was a little less.
What if your wife is? Yeah.
It was a little less than $400, but this is one of the coolest movie toys that you have ever seen. I'm gonna be making a full video on this when I get
you
it.
You could probably buy a real DeLorean for that.
Actually, you're probably not far off. The DeLoreans were infamously big pieces of you know what. They were not great cars.
I think they're coming back more in fashion now. But I knew someone who drove one, and I think he paid like $6,000 for it. Something really crazy cheap.
That doesn't surprise me because they're really unreliable and the parts are really expensive. And they're cool as heck though. But I'm telling you, every detail is considered on this. It's a fully licensed reproduction. And so it has like those blue LEDs that Doc Brown put on the car. And then when you put it on the base, it's powered through, I don't even know how it receives power. I guess it's like through like the magnetism or something. And it lights up the whole car, and then it just sits there glowing and spinning, and you can see the hoverboard. It comes with a sports almanac, Lewis. A sports almanac.
Oh, my heavens. You can always just say, you know, honey, I hit my head real hard. And I just, I wasn't thinking straight.
I mean, it's technically before that happened, but that's a great excuse. I'm having it in the Cult Command Center, and you know, she doesn't come up here that often, so I'll just have to it strategically somewhere.
Well, she couldn't climb the ladder. Oh, you got some stairs now, don't you?
Well, the stairs are fully formed, Leander. The stairs, I'm living like royalty over here.
Oh my God.
You're the king of Pooh City, and I'm the king of the Rain City up here. I'm walking up and down my stairs. It feels glorious.
$449.
Yeah. No, I didn't pay that much for it. It's very cool.
It does look kind of cool. Even
does it not look unbelievable? It's one of the. I mean, it was cool enough that it became an instant impulse buy for me. It sent me scrambling to figure out where it was on sale. And it's a limited edition movie replica. So, of course, they charge a premium price for it. But wait till you guys see this thing on video. It's just going to.
Back to the Future store?
If you're a Back to the Future fan. Your nips are going to 3/4 mass at the very least.
Wait until one of your kids grabs it and smash pulls the doors off.
Don't you dare. Don't you put that on me.
Don't let Leander's kids.
Don't you put that on me. Yeah, well, definitely none of Leander's kids or Leander himself will fall on it. Pour his Stella Artois all over the magnetic base.
Yeah, I don't have a good record with that kind of thing.
All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap it up there. I think that's all the cult cast that people want this week. But hey, if you want to come say hi or talk to us about any stories we mentioned on today's show, we're all on Twitter. I'm at Erfon, E-R-F-O-N. Lander is at L-K. Lewis is at Lewis Wallace. This has been the cult cast, the best 30-plus minute app conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the cult cast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. That was my Doc Brown. Yeah. How was it? Marty!
My God.
Marty! I mean, Doc, that's a whole lot of gigawatts. How was it?
Really good. I thought he was
good. Thanks.
Impressive.
Oh. Is that Alex Heath?
Probably. That's Alex Heath in the boudoir.
As he's doing his business.
What?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
So just a little disclaimer here. I was involved in a automobile accident on Monday.
Jesus, what? Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm okay, but I'm just kind of out of it. Our airbags went off. I think our car is totaled.
What?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Well, tell it on the cult cast. We'd love to hear it.
Well, wow. You got to go. You only got... you got to be gone in 50 minutes, so it's going to take up 20 minutes of the show. But I definitely noticed today. I can tell this morning I was not right.
Well, really? What do you mean, not right?
Have you ever been in a car accident?
No, thank
God. Okay. You've never been?
Not a serious one.
I wanted to mention it, not just to reap your sweet sympathy, but also because I just kind of feel a little out of it, like someone just hit me over the head with a mallet.
Jeez.
So, if I'm a little slow to reply, well, just cut me some slack, okay?
You're not like going full Biden, are you?
Well, I'm broadcasting from a full body cast. They rolled the mic up to my hospital bed. And oh, wait, hold on a sec, guys. Beep. Claire, get him. Okay, I'm back.
How are the teeth?
I saw the afterlife.